When WCAW music stops, that's news.
This is Jim Little. I have news for you at 8:55. An 8-year-old boy was struck and killed by a car this evening in South Charleston. The victim was identified as Curtis Ellison Jr., foster child of Mrs. Mabel Webb of South Charleston. Police say the youth, a native of Nicholas County, darted into the street from behind a parked car in the 100th block off 10th Avenue. The merger of Consolidation Coal Company with Continental Oil Company has been finalized, and Consolidation announced plans for expansion of 4 West Virginia facilities. 2 North American coal mines at Powelltown Point, Ohio, have gone back to work, but a third remains on strike. The state showboat Rhododendron pulls up anchor at daybreak tomorrow in Morgantown and will be towed to its new home in Clinton, Iowa. Former Vice President Richard Nixon said in Salt Lake City that administration should inform the U.S. now if it plans a major increase in U.S. troop commitments to Vietnam. The White House has canceled plans for President Johnson to address the Steelworkers Convention in Atlantic City Monday. No reason was given for the cancellation. Former President Eisenhower left Walter Reed Army Medical Center today. After a routine physical examination, he was pronounced in satisfactory condition. Senate GOP leader Everett Dirksen has announced he will seek a vote in the Senate Monday on his proposed constitutional amendment to allow voluntary school prayers. WCAW instant weather, fair and cold tonight with a low near 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold with a high of 73. Currently, the relative humidity is 47%. Wind is southeast at 3. Barometric pressure is 30.05 and rising. Under widely scattered clouds, the WCAW temperature is 66. That's 66 CAW degrees. Remember, if you read it, it's history. If you hear it on WCAW, it's news. WCAW Charleston. Jim Little, proud to be in News Control.
WCAW News Control, now on standby alert.